Scott, what jumps out at you from this budget so far?
Well, this looks to me like it's kind of a transitional budget. Politically, you've saved face for both the House Speaker, Nick Mattiello, and Governor Gina Raimondo. Raimondo, as you know, wanted a full 2 years of free tuition at all the state public colleges and universities, and she didn't get that. All she got was 2 years at the Community College of Rhode Island, and that will be tuition free. But Rhode Island College and the University of Rhode Island will not be. Now, she's able to say this is a good start to her program, but a lot of people at the State House are wondering, what does this mean for RIC, for Rhode Island College, if you offer 2 years for free at CCRI? Does that mean that Rhode Island College loses applicants? We know the one thing about Rhode Island College, unlike the University of Rhode Island, is that Rhode Island College's undergraduates especially are overwhelmingly Rhode Islanders. About 50% of the entering class now at URI are from the state of Rhode Island, and the rest are from outside Rhode Island's borders, whereas at RIC, almost the entire class comes from Rhode Island and the nearby parts of Massachusetts. So that, from a policy angle, is going to be something that the education people are going to be watching. On the other side, what Speaker Mattiello got was his car tax, the start of his car tax repeal. The first 2 years of this aren't very expensive. The problem in the future is, if the economy takes a downturn, is the state able to afford this without adding new revenues? The good news for the taxpayers is, again, there are no broad-based taxes in here. There's a jump in the cigarette tax, but no other taxes. There's no sales tax increase. There's no income tax increase.
Well, Scott, that's the good news. Now, how about the bad news?
Well, the bad news is there's a big piece of this budget is, trust me, the legislature, as it came down to the end, couldn't get to a place where they could specify cuts in programs to make this balanced. So what they did was they went along with the governor, who said, trust me, there's about $25 million in here that right today nobody knows where it's going to come from. So the onus is going to be on the governor to find a way to save that money. Now, if you're a business person and you ask someone, you've got a budget of $9 billion roughly, can you save $25 million? Yes, you can. State government's a bit different with union rules and such, and requirements with federal programs like Medicaid and some health services programs. But you're going to have to find a way for the governor to save this money to balance the budget. There are ways of doing it that aren't novel, but they require a little bit of pain. One thing you do is, when do you start spending on programs? If you have departmental vacancies, you don't fill them for a while. You don't hire people to fill those jobs, say, for 6 or 8 months. Now, here is the problem down the road. We just don't know what the federal government's going to do. Things are in such flux and are so unsettled in Washington that we don't have a health care bill yet. It's really hard to plan for the future when you don't know whether you're going to get X amount of money from federal Medicaid dollars or you're not going to get that money.
So as we know, the legislature is scheduled to vote on this budget on Thursday. There have been years when we've seen lawmakers try to slip something in at the last minute before the vote. Is that likely this year?
It's not likely this year because there's no money this year. One of the things that I talked to the speaker about, and we had Joe Sicarchi, the House Majority Leader, in here, and was saying, look, we've told everyone we don't have any money this year. If you have a pet program that you want financed, this is not the year to try to do it because we're not going to raise taxes and we're going to try to live within a balanced budget. And that actually means cutting and trimming some programs, rather than going off in a whole new area. And you saw with the governor, her much ballyhooed educational initiative to do 2 years of free college tuition was chopped down at the last minute to basically just a pilot program almost.
Scott McKay is Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst. Thanks for being here, Scott.
Great to be here, Liz.